the sky, then your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all your might and glory, you vanished from the skies, leaving just another story amidst millions of man-made lies.
All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Free American Hour. I'm your host, Clay Douglas. And I just want to let you know all the magazines have been mailed out to all of our subscribers. And if you're in the Phoenix or Tucson area, I'll be doing the Saturday morning breakfast club. Yeah, where is that again? Saturday morning breakfast club in Tucson. And let me see. Let me see if I can find that information for you. It'll be at the Oliver Twist owned Speedway in Arcadia, just east of Swan, about 8 o'clock Saturday morning. I'll be heading over there just as soon as I finish my show here. Now, the market hadn't crashed as badly as we thought it would yet, but yeah, $20 billion here, $20 billion there, a lush $500 billion from the European Central Bank, and there being buckets of liquidity are being splashed all over the North Atlantic banking system so far with meager or fleeting effects. But I want to go back and discuss something. Well, a couple of things here. I want to touch on this because last night I went into a bar and passed out a few magazines, gave a couple of guy bought me a drink, so I gave him some magazines. And mentioned something about 9/11. I mentioned something about 9/11, and the guy just shut up and stopped talking. And, well, I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about it. You seem like a nice guy, but I don't want to talk about that. Yeah? Why? And couldn't get an answer. Just didn't want to talk about it. Didn't want to hear. Well, I'm an American. You know, yeah, me too. I took an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And didn't want to hear it. Just didn't want to hear it. But there 25 U.S. military officers out there don't believe the official account either. I'll tell you about that. I said, we'll take your calls, too. You call in 800-313. Enter number. I'll give it to you when we come back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Let's see what some higher-up military officers think. If they agree with my estimation, and it was my expose of 9/11 that almost got me killed. Let's see. Impossible. A bunch of hogwash. Total BS. Ludicrous. A well-organized cover-up. A whitewashed farce. 25 former U.S. military officers have severely criticized the official account of 9/11 and called for a new investigation. They include former commander of U.S. Army Intelligence, Major General Albert Stubblebine, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense, Colonel Ronald D. Ray, two former staff members of the Director of National Security Agency, Lieutenant Colonel Karen Kowalski, Ph.D., and Major John M. Newman, Ph.D., and many others. They are among the rapidly growing number of military and intelligence service veterans, scientists, engineers, architects, challenging government stories. The officers' statements appear below alphabetically. A lot of these pieces of information taken together prove that the official story, the official conspiracy theory of 9/11 is a bunch of hogwash. It's impossible, said Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, Ph.D., U.S. Air Force, with doctoral degrees in aeronautics and nuclear engineering. Colonel Bowman served as director of advanced space programs development under Presidents Gerald Ford and Jimmy Carter. There's a second group of facts having to do with the cover-up, continued Colonel Bowman. Taken together, these things prove that high levels of our government don't want us to know what happened and who's responsible, who gained from 9/11, who covered up crucial information about 9/11, and who put out these patently false stories about 9/11 in the first place. When you take these three things together, I think the case is pretty clear that it's highly placed individuals in the administration with all roads passing through Dick Cheney. Regarding the failure of NORAD to intercept the four hijacked planes in 9/11, Colonel Bowman said, I am an old interceptor pilot. I know the drill. I've done it. I know how long it takes. I know the rules. Critics of the government's story on 9/11 have said, well, they knew about this, and they did nothing. That's not true. If our government had done nothing that day and let the normal procedures be followed, these planes, whatever they were, wherever they were, would have been intercepted, the Twin Towers would still be standing, and thousands of dead Americans would still be alive. During his 22-year Air Force career, Colonel Bowman served as the head of the Department of Aeronautical Engineering and Assistant Dean at the U.S. Air Force Institute of Technology. He also flew 100 combat missions in Vietnam as a fighter pilot. And former U.S. Air Force pilot Lieutenant Jeff Dahlstrom wrote in a 2007 statement to this author, when 9/11 occurred, I bought the entire government and mainstream media storyline. I was a lifelong conservative Republican that voted for Bush Cheney twice. Curiosity about JFK's death after a late night TV rerun of Oliver Stone's movie got me started researching and digging for the truth about his assassins. My research led me to a much more important and timely question, the mystery of what really did happen on 9/11. Everything that seemed real turned out to be false. The U.S. government and the news media once again were lying to the world about the real terrorists and the public murder of 2,972 innocents on 9/11. The Patriot Act was actually written prior to 9/11 with the intention of destroying the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights. It passed by Congress based upon the government's myth of 9/11, which was, in reality, a staged hoax. 9/11 was scripted, executed by rogue elements of the military, FAA, intelligence, and private contractors working for the U.S. government. In addition to severely curtailing fundamental rights of Americans, the 9/11 crime was then used by this administration, the one I originally voted for and supported, to justify waging two preemptive wars, and most likely a third war, killing over 4,500 American soldiers and killing over 1 million innocent Afghan and Iraqi people. It was all premeditated. Treason, a false flag military operation, and betrayal of the trust of the American people were committed on 9/11 by the highest levels of the U.S. government, and not one person responsible for the crimes or the cover-up has been held accountable in the last 6 years. After reading 15 well-researched books, studying 8 or 9 DVD documentaries, and devoting months of personal research and investigation, I arrived at one ultimate conclusion. The American government and the U.S. Constitution have been hijacked and subverted by a group of criminals that today are the real terrorists. They are in control of the U.S. government, and they have violated their oaths of office and committed treason against their own citizens. That's Lieutenant Jeff Dahlstrom. And he's being echoed by a former U.S. Army Air Force Air Defense Officer and NORAD TAC Director. After his military service, Captain Daniel Davis served for 15 years as a senior manager at General Electric Turbine Jet Engine Division, then devoted an additional 15 years as a founder and CEO of Turbine Technology Services Corporation, a turbine jet engine services and maintenance company. In a statement, Captain Davis wrote, as a former General Electric turbine engineering specialist and manager and then CEO of a turbine engineering company, I guarantee you that none of the high-tech, high-temperature alloy engines on any of those four planes that crashed on 9/11 would be completely destroyed, burned, shattered, or melted in any crash or fire. Wrecked, yes, but not destroyed. Where are all of those engines, particularly at the Pentagon? If jet-powered aircraft crashed on 9/11, these engines plus wings and tail assembly would be there. Decorated with a Bronze Star and the Soldier's Medal for bravery under fire and Purple Heart for injuries sustained in Vietnam, Captain Davis also served in the Army Air Defense Command as Nike Missile Battery Control Officer for the Chicago-Milwaukee Defense Area. Captain Davis continued, additionally, in my experience as an officer in NORAD as a technical director for the Chicago-Milwaukee Air Defense and as a current private pilot, there's no way that an aircraft or instrument flight plan, all commercial flights, or IFR, would not be intercepted when they deviate from their flight plan, turn off their transponders, or stop communication with air control, air traffic control. No way. With very bad luck, perhaps, one could slip by, but there's no way all four of them could. Finally, going over the hill and highway, crashing into the Pentagon, right at the wall-ground interface, is difficult for even a small, slow, single-engine airplane, and no way for a 757. Maybe the best pilot in the world could accomplish that, but not unskilled terrorist. Attempts to obscure facts by calling them a conspiracy theory does not change the truth. It seems something is rotten in the state. Major John I. Fox, a former U.S. Marine Corps fighter pilot and retired commercial airline pilot for Continental Airlines, with a 35-year commercial aviation career, in 2007, in support of the architects and engineers petition to reinvestigate 9/11, he wrote, on hearing the military, NORAD, NEAD, excuses for no intercepts on 9/11/2001, I knew from personal experience they were lying. I then began rechecking other evidence and found most of the lies from the official spokesman, found mostly more lies from the official spokesman. Jet fuels, fires, and atmospheric pressure do not get hot enough to weaken steel. Structures do not collapse through themselves in free fall time with only gravity as a pulling power, as a powering force. And retired U.S. Navy top gun pilot, Commander Ralph Kallstad, started questioning the official account of 9/11 within days of the event. In a statement, he wrote, it doesn't make any sense to me, he said. Now, 6 years after 9/11, he says, when one starts using his own mind and not what one is told, there is very little to believe in the official story. Commander Kosai was a top-rated fighter pilot during his 20-year Navy career. Early in his career, he was accorded the honor of being selected to participate in the Navy's Top Gun Air Combat School, officially known as the U.S. Navy Fighter Weapons School. The Tom Cruise movie Top Gun reflects the experience of the young Navy pilots at this school 11 years later. Commander Kosai was further honored by being selected to become a Top Gun adversary instructor. He's especially critical of the account of American Flight 77 that allegedly crashed into the Pentagon. He said, at the Pentagon, the pilot of the Boeing 757 did quite a feat of flying. I've got over 6,000 hours of flight time on Boeing 757s and 767s, and I could not have flown it the way the flight path was described. He adds, I was also a Navy fighter pilot and air combat instructor, having experience at flying low-altitude, high-speed aircraft. I could not have done what these beginners did. Something stinks to high heaven. And he points to the physical evidence at the impact site and asks his operation, where is the damage to the wall of the Pentagon from the wings? Where are the big pieces that always break away in an accident? Where is all the luggage? Where are the miles and miles of cable lines that are part and parcel of any large aircraft? Where are the steel engines? Where's the steel landing gears? Where's that tail section that would have broken into small pieces? But no major element of the official count of 9/11 is spared from Commander Colson's criticism regarding the alleged impact of United Flight 93 near Shanksville, PA. He says, where's any of the wrecks? Why was the air cordoned off and no inspector allowed by the normal accident personnel? Any evidence at all? But try to tell that to the average brain-dead American. I'll take your calls. 800-313-9443. It's going to get worse.
Thank you. Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
All right, if you want to talk to me today, the number's 800-313-9443. You know, I am still trying to do the same thing as when I started the Free American. I wanted to wake the people up. Something was wrong with what happened in Waco. Something was wrong. And, you know, I've gone back and read the very first publisher's column, the very first statements that I made when I started the Free American. I'm going to share that with you again. Throughout our history, we've been warned about threats to our country and our freedom from taxation by the English, the danger presented by the Nazis to the menace of communism. Today, some would have you believe there is no threat, that we are at peace and America rules the world. The truth is, America is under siege from within and without. 200 years of self-rule and democracy are all on the verge of collapsing. Some believe it is the price we must pay for growth and civilization. They talk of a new world order and a global economy. Others, many of whose words you will read in this paper believe it is much more sinister than mere progress, that the state of our economy, our national debt, the crime rate, rising taxes, and inflation are a result of a conspiracy that is century old and has taken a firm root in our country from seeds planted 100 years ago. Whether you believe in conspiracies or not, the crisis we're facing is very real. Our government is taking our money and using it to pump itself up. It's borrowing to pay for luxuries like foreign aid when it already owes more than it can ever repay. And this was 1994 that I wrote this. It is opening our doors to immigrants when we cannot even feed our own poor or provide housing for the homeless. 10,000 Vietnam vets homeless right now. It is raising the price of doing business until our businesses, farmers, and ranchers can no longer cover their overhead. And with the animal identification system, the small farmers don't have a chance, and it bypasses entirely and gives immunity to Archer, Daniels Midland, Tyson Chicken, and any of the other corporate farms called for in the Communist Manifesto. It hypnotizes you with pretty pictures on TV while it picks your pocket, and you're being taught to fear your neighbors when you should be joining hands with them. That's what's happening right now, folks, right now. And if you go to my website, freeamerican.com, there's a film on there. There's a film on there, and it says this is the most important film. It's right in the middle, right at the top. It may take a little while to load, but it's really worth it. I'm gonna share a little bit of that with you. And you can do something if you choose to participate, and if you forward this video to others. It says, what did I say, 10 years ago? 12 years ago? 12 years ago now. You are being taught to fear your neighbors when you should be joining hands with them. And this current issue of the Free Americans got the story about the national ID, the mark of the beast, the power of the Israeli lobby, which is just an extension of the Rothschilds, and I'll get on into that a little bit later. 2,000 years ago, a Roman senator suggested that all slaves wear white armbands to better identify them. No, said a wiser senator, if they see how many of them are, they may revolt. What did Henry Ford tell you? If the American people understood the banking system, they would revolt overnight. Today, you and I and all Americans are the slaves. What have I told you? Again, they've developed the art of slavery to the point that slaves don't know they're slaves. So let's see how many are ready to revolt. I'm afraid the number is pitifully few. But I'd like to hear from anybody that supports this cause. I'm certainly going to support it. It's up on my website. Exodus 20:15 says, thou shalt not steal. And that comes from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jesus. Steal, to take the property of another wrongfully and especially as habitual or regular practice. What does that describe? Well, that's from Webster's Dictionary. I'd say it describes the IRS because they steal from Americans to profit private bankers. 100% of the money collected by the IRS goes to pay interest to private banks. The money for money they never loaned. So it's really a non-existent debt. And this is what Ron Paul is trying to get across when he talks about the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford said, it is well that the people of the nation do not understand our banking system, for if they did, I believe there would be a revolution before tomorrow morning.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right. The number here, if you want to talk about this, is 800-313-9443. The 9/11, the Patriot Act, and all that, that's just to set you up. The illegal aliens coming over here, they've already killed 50,000 Americans, murdered 50,000 Americans, more Americans murdered here since we went to war with Iraq than our soldiers, than the number of soldiers that were killed in Iraq. And they're lying about that. There's a lot more than 4,000 dead. They just count them differently now. And what's it coming to? Well, you've heard about the privatizations of prisons. We talked about that the other day. You've heard about that. So you're aware. You're aware of that, but even in a little paper called City News, a real estate exchange, ask you the question, is Old Glory made in America's prisons? It's our nation's symbol, but in this case, it is a troubling metaphor prophet knows a little bounds and even pervades Ohio's prison systems, what is morally and ethically troubling is that some of the very arguments we make against cheap Chinese prison labor affecting trade can apply to Ohio's introduction of private profit into prison labor. The question of whether Ohio's use of prison labor is the best way to train prisoners and address the state's high recidivism and unemployment buried in the shadows of a March 8, 2007 Correctional Institution Inspection Committee report is information showing that Ohio prisoners are helping a private sector company that makes and sells flags. Columbus is home to the Flag Lady, a patriotic Clintonville store run by a patriotic GOP small business owner who was selected to open the 1996 Republican National Convention with her star-spangled, spirited Pledge of Allegiance. Mary Eckert's rags-to-riches story has landed a contract to have prison labor help her business thrive at the Flag Lady store. To some, prison laborers work for pennies on the dollar while the state takes in the rest of their earnings. That smacks of slave labor. This partnership dates back to the 19th century in Ohio, where the state began using prison labor to make license plates, prison clothes, institutional furniture, even construction on the state house. What makes this issue so morally conflicted today is the additional mix of private profit. The use of prisoners for private industry raises other issues, including omissions of some of the basic workplace safety and regulatory safeguards all other Ohio workers receive. The questions by some critics as to whether prison labor actually takes needed jobs from those who on the outside of prison gates and is very analogous to the U.S. government's argument with China over prison product trade, prisoner-produced trade. Even given Ohio's problems with personnel with prisoner reentry employment, it appears that many of the jobs incarcerated prisoners could hold would be better performed outside prison walls by ex-cons who struggle to find work and cost Ohioans significant social welfare dollars. Nationwide, socially progressive companies such as Costco use prison labor. Other companies that use or have used prison labor are Chevron, IBM, Motorola, Compaq, Texas Instruments, Honeywell, Nike, Microsoft, Victoria's Secrets, Boeing, American Airlines, AT&T, Microjet, Lockhart Technology, TWA, Eddie Bauer, Wilson Sporting Goods, Best Western Hotels, Kmart, McDonald's, Nordstrom, Prison Blues, Jeans Line, Imperial Palace Hotel Casino, CMT Blues, Allstate, Sherrison Lehman, Park Davis, Mecca, Lee Jeans, Dell Computers, Planet Hollywood, JCPenney, Target, Burger King, New York Hotel Casino, No Fear Clothing Line, Konica, Merrill Lynch, Louisiana Pacific, Upjohn, Seattle Cottonworks, Omega Pacific, Walmart, Jan Sport, Elliott Bay, A&I Manufacturing, Nyman Marine, Redwood Outdoors, United Van Lines, Coyote Gear, Union Bay, Lockhart Technology, and U.S. West. In 2004, former Ohio Prison Director Reginald Wilkinson told a U.S. Senate committee that 2,100 prison inmates in Ohio produced over $18 million in sales and added $15.9 million to Ohio prison coffers in 2003, offsetting the correction budgets by almost $16 million. At that time, Wilkinson reported that 808 inmates worked on contracts with 13 private employers, sector employers. Ohio prisons make up $1.8 billion of Ohio's budget. Nationwide, more than 80,000 inmates hold traditional jobs, and the federal program alone employs 21,000 inmates and does $800 million in annual sales. California has the most prisoner work programs, followed by Texas, New Jersey, and Ohio, which now has allowed 3,100 employed. In Maine, 77.6% of the prison population is in prison work programs. And back in 2004, Director Wilkinson argued that the programs are important because they provide tools to keep prisoners busy, job training that reduces crime, eases successful reentry, partnerships with private sector industries that boost economic development, and offset for the cost of incarceration. I help create a worth ethic that and a sense of self-responsibility. That's kind of a hypocritical argument for domestic prison labor and against a Chinese prison labor. Ironically, what is good for the goose is not necessarily good for the gander. In May 2002, the U.S.-China Economic Security Review Commission announced recommendations to Congress to shift the burden of proof that the goods imported from China were not made by prison or forced labor, and this change came after reports of widespread prisoner-produced low-cost imports were reaching the American market. Cheap labor helped produce a high profit margin for Chinese importers and American trade partners. The trade argument with China was essentially that prison labor cut costs to bare bones and created an unfair labor imbalance for global competition. Yet when Director Wilkinson testified, he argued just the opposite. He cited a 1995 study indicating these jobs reduced the return rate of offenders by 20%. Hopefully, Beijing wasn't paying attention to the spin. What is not clear is that the 1995 study that is a statistical imbalance created by Wilkinson's other statements that jobs are used as a management tool, a reward, to get out of the routine of prison life. This would lead to a workforce picked from the prison system that naturally lends itself towards rehabilitation. There's no question that Ohio prisoners, despite the imbalance in pay and workplace protections, would welcome relief from institutional rigors of their punishment. But in the November issue of the Free American, Paul Craig Roberts, a former Secretary of the Treasury, argues that our criminal system is, our justice system is criminal. And he points out that unprecedented, that one in every 32 adults, U.S. adults, is behind bars on probation or parole. And according to the International Center for Prison Studies at King's College in London, the U.S. has 700,000 more of its citizens incarcerated than China. And China has a population four or five times larger than the U.S., and we have 1,330,000 more people in prison than crime-ridden Russia. The U.S. has 5% of the world's population and 25% of the world's prisoners. The American incarceration rate is seven times higher than that of a European country. Either America's a land of criminals or something is seriously wrong with the criminal justice system in the land of the free. So, my number here is 800-313-9443. Is this the New World Order work? No, not really. And that issue too, the November issue, and we still have a few of those copies left. You need to get, folks, you need to get about 50 or of each of these last two issues. November into January. We printed extra copies so we could distribute them. We just need your help in distributing them. And I'm amazed at the closed-mindedness of the American people. I mean, when I go out in public, and not on this show, when I go out in public, And I'm told, by the way, I'm told that this show has the lowest listener rate of anybody, any other show on the Republic. I don't know if it's time or if I'm if it's just old hat stuff that I'm telling you. But I've got this up on my website. It's a new YouTube film. They said it's one of the most important. And it says, we have in this country one of the most corrupt institutions the world has ever known. I refer to the Federal Reserve Board. This evil institution has impoverished the people of the United States. And that and has practically bankrupted our government. It has done this through the corrupt practices of the moneyed vultures who control it. That was Congressman Louis T. McFadden. I believe that banking institutions are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies. Already, they have raised up a moneyed aristocracy that has set the government at defiance. The issuing power of money should be taken away from the banks and restored to the people to whom it properly belongs. And let's see here. That... Let me get the correct quote here. I mean, they've been telling us this since this country was founded. Thomas Jefferson said the issuing power of money should be taken away from the banks and restored to the people to whom it properly belongs. History records that the money changers have used every form of abuse, intrigue, deceit, and violence means possible to maintain their control of governments by issuing controlling money and its issuance. James Madison. Most Americans have no real understanding of the operation of the international money lenders. The accounts of the Federal Reserve System have never been audited. It operates outside the control of Congress and manipulates the credit of the United States. Senator Barry Goldwater. If, as it appears, the experiment was called America is at an end, then perhaps a fitting epitaph would be, here lies America, the greatest nation that might have been, had it not been for the Edomite bankers who first stole their money, used their stolen money to buy their politicians and press, and lastly deprived them of their constitutional freedom by the most evil device ever created, the Federal Reserve banking system. And folks, the story, all of these stories kind of lead into this. The slave labor, the number of Americans incarcerated, 9/11, and the Patriot Act, and the following acts, 1955, 1959, criminalizing what I'm trying to tell you here. And all of this is contained, including the history of the Rothschild, in the next two books, or the next of these last two issues. What we propose is this: a one-day national strike to make everyone aware of the numbers of people who are aware of this deceit. The strike to abolish the Federal Reserve. To be held on tax day, April 15th, 2008. Whereas the Federal Reserve is an illegal operation that operates for profit, it is not part of the federal government of the United States of America. Whereas the Federal Reserve has stolen trillions of dollars from the citizens of the United States without even having the constitutional authority to exist. Whereas the New World Order could not continue its march to destroy America and its freedoms without the help of the Federal Reserve stockholders. whereas we can never have honest politicians as long as corrupt money front from the corrupt organization keeps dishonest politicians in power. Can you say Hillary Clinton? All Americans have favor that favor abolishing the Federal Reserve and the income tax will be on strike or calling in sick in protest on April 15th of 2008. Let's end the income tax and the Federal Reserve forever. Let's demand that the stockholders of the Federal Reserve return all that they've stolen by deceit. They're common thieves, and all that they own is owed to Americans in restitution. April 15th, 2008, the beginning of the end. Of the enslavement of 300 million Americans. Folks, everything I've told you to show your support. We'll be right back. I'll take a call if you're out there. Tell me what you think. 800-313-9443.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
folks. My number here is 888-678-1444. If you want to do something, well, let's spread this out. The next issues of the Free American, get a subscription if you haven't got one. The next issue of the Free American will have this whole story about the prison, and it will have the call for the march on April 15th. And these two issues that we've got have the whole history. It's got the whole history of the Rothschild family and anyway, definition of Zionism, that's an organization of Jews whose goal is to create a nation for the Jews. And the Rothschilds have been in control of the world for a very long time, their tentacles reaching into many aspects of our daily lives. And it's documented in the timeline that I've got in the November issue of the Free American. The Rothschilds claim they're Jewish, but in fact, they're Khazars. They're from a country called Khazaria, which occupied the land blocked between the Black Sea and the Caspian Sea, which is now predominantly occupied by Georgia. The reason the Rothschilds claim to be Jewish is that the Khazars, under the instruction of the king, converted to the Jewish faith in 740 A.D. But, of course, that did not include converting their Asiatic Mongolian genes to the genes of the Jewish people. You'll find that approximately 90% of the people in the world today who call themselves Jews are actually Khazars, or as they like to be known, Ashkenazi Jews. These people knowingly lie to the world with their claims that the land of Israel is theirs by birthright, when in actual fact, their real homeland is over 800 miles away in Georgia. So the next time you hear Israeli Prime Minister bleating about the so-called persecution of the Jews, consider this. Every Prime Minister of Israel has been an Ashkenazi Jew. Therefore, when all these Prime Ministers have curried favor with the West for their reestablishment of a Jewish homeland, they have knowingly and deliberately lied to you, as they were never from that region, and they well know it, because it is they who call themselves Ashkenazi Jews. The book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 9, states the following, which would appear to be about these Ashkenazi Jews. I know thy works, and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich, and I know the blasphemy of them that say they are Jews, but are the synagogue of Satan. The most wealthy bloodline in the world, bar none, and the leader of the Ashkenazi Jews in the world today is the Rothschild family. And as you'll see, in this timeline that's in the Free American, the Rothschilds have obtained this position through lies, manipulation, and murder. Their bloodline also extends into the royal families of Europe. The following family names: Astor, Bundy, Collins, DuPont, Freeman, Kennedy, Morgan, Oppenheimer, Rockefeller, Sassoon, Schiff, Taft, and Van Duren. These are not the only bloodlines to worry about. You're probably aware of the centuries-old practice undertaken by many Ashkenazi Jews, whereby they would change their name in order for them to appear part of the dominant race of the country in which they lived, so they could obtain influential positions in that country, which they would then exploit to serve their real masters elsewhere. There's plenty of evidence to prove that the Rothschilds continue that deceptive tradition. Furthermore, the Rothschilds are known to sire many children secretly that they can put in position.
With recent